I feel great whenever I get up on guards or whenever I'm in the post. I'm just trying to focus on what I have to do. I've been studying these guys, so I know what they're looking for, which trend they're trying to go. So every single time, just trying to be ready and make their job harder.
Let me guess, you know, on that, Alex Bregman.
Clint Capella.
Capella had a nice piece in the Players Tribune on Friday where he talked about how growing up in Switzerland, a show he used to watch on Saturdays all the time was Walker, Texas Ranger.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. He said, is it Texas Ranger Walker, Ranger Walker, Texas? And then the interviewer told him that.
He seems very comfortable in his own skin now.
Yeah, he
much
is.
Much more so.
Well, he's so muscular. Why wouldn't you be?
And they've still lost.
He's grown into a full-grown man.
Whatever it is. 3 games, 4 games with Harden, Paul, and Capella all on the floor at the same time. And all right, so coming up in 1 hour from now, should the Texans consider bringing in Dez Bryant? Jean-Jacques Taylor, who knows him pretty well, will join us at 7:20 this morning from 103.3 ESPN in Dallas.
Why not? Everything else from Dallas seems to be doing pretty well these days with your Rangers and whatnot. Hard to, boy, yeah, you win the World Series, but it doesn't mean you're going to be able to come back and handle the buzzsaw that is the Texas Rangers in their joy-killing ways.
So they lost in 10 twice. I always think that whenever you play extra innings at home, you should win, especially when you're a really good team. I feel like you should win like 95% of the time. It's unrealistic, but I always feel this
way. In a sport where it doesn't matter that much.
Yeah, because you got last licks. Yeah. I always feel like when you get last licks, you should be
winning. Last licks is such a bigger psychological advantage than it is the actual... I know it feels that way, but it doesn't...
You know what I mean?
Yeah, I know what you mean.
But it didn't happen the last
two
days.
But especially versus the Texas Rangers, Mike, is the key. It's
now,
the Texas Rangers.
The Rangers probably deserved to win last night on Sunday Night Baseball based on how well Cologne pitched. And Verlander was great, but Cologne was a little bit better, obviously, into the eighth inning. But they should not... The game that was a despicable game to lose was Saturday. I'm not trying to be negative this morning, but that Saturday loss was a bad, bad loss. When you're up 5-0, when you're up 5-2 in the eighth inning, you should have no business losing to the Rangers. None.
Well, there's your prospective closer there, Brad Peacock, though.
Yes. Yeah. Brad Peacock did a terrible job on Saturday. Listen, you can give up a 2-run home run to Joey Gallo. That's fine. That happens. I can live with that. You can't give up the game-tying home run to that Guzman guy in the eighth inning as well. That can't happen. You cannot give up a home run to Guzman in the eighth inning on Saturday. Cannot happen.
Now, Mike, it can happen, and it does, and it will. This is the problem, though. This is what I am enjoying is people freaking out about the Astros right now. Is there anything... These are the things you need to actually worry about. You need to worry about the bullpen, okay? You need to worry about... You don't need to worry about the bats at all. You don't even need to worry... I know you're going to sit here coming in all gloating over the fact that Marwin Gonzalez hasn't been all that spectacular at the plate so far this season. You're going to say, oh, regression to the mean or some nerdy thing like that. He's playing below his historical standard as well. So even if he reverts back to what he typically was, he's still below what he is actually going to be. And you look across the board there, they're going to be just fine. There's no doubt in my mind that Springer and Correa and Altuve and Bregman and all the rest of them are going to be just fine at the plate. It's just a matter of waiting for it to happen, and it's frustrating because you're squandering these great performances by this pitching staff.
Yeah, the pitching has been amazing, but the starting pitching the last 3 days. Cole striking out 14, then Morton. I mean, I have to admit, Seth, I almost take Morton for granted. I'm like, Morton, yep, he's going to give you 6 good innings, and he has every single time out. And then Verlander was really good last night again.
The only thing that makes you feel better is that people don't generally look at wins and losses with pitchers anymore, but they just like we've had winning performances squandered and not turned into wins. I only know, and I'm only thinking about pitcher losses and wins because Alex Bregman took a shot at Chris Nowitzki. How do you pronounce it? Nikitsky? What is his name?
CJ Nikowski?
Nikowski, yeah. Chris Nowitzki is the guy.
Chris Nowitzki.
He's the concussion guy.
Yeah.
He's the former...
This is actually ironic.
He's the former WWE guy that's a concussion researcher guy now. What did CJ Nikowski say? He was going off about Bregman
and his number
during the game, and this is a running thing with him. He's been picking on Bregman for a couple years now, and I guess he doesn't like the fact that Bregman is supposedly fixated on the fact that he didn't go number one overall, and he uses that as a chip on his shoulder. Nikowski hasn't like
where's number two.
He hasn't liked Bregman ever since Bregman did the
the bleep out of the Rangers.
The acronym that wasn't actually accurate last year about how you should kick the crap out of the Rangers.
Yes. So then Bregman tweets out Nitkowski's career stats, and they're like, he's like 18-32 with an ERA of like 5.37, something like that.
It was a little surprising for me out of Bregman, just because I know Bregman's a really bright baseball dude. Like, he's probably the biggest baseball nerd on the team, that he would go to wins and losses there. But he probably figures, all right, CJ doesn't know actually what the hell he's talking about anyway. This clown that local radio hosts can't even remember the name of. They're confusing him with football dudes in the morning. that this guy's going after Bregman. If Bregman's career is almost already eclipsed CJ's in that, oh yeah, he won a World Series.
Okay. I didn't realize something until Landry and I had brunch yesterday with Jared Sandler, who's part of the Rangers broadcast, and we had him on the show Friday. That broadcast on Fox Sports 1 on Saturday was a Rangers broadcast, but they're in a tough spot because it's a national game on FS1, but they take one of the feeds. And so they took the Rangers feed. So that's a local broadcast they're just taking.
So that's why so many people saw what CJ was saying. Yeah, CJ was going, CJ was just chopping it up like he might on a local broadcast, but a lot of people were catching it on FS1.
Yes. So last night,
I'll tell you one thing concerning local broadcasts and national broadcasts. Chris Webber let me down. He let me down big time.
Tell me about it. I was at the game.
Well, so. Let's see. What did he say? Oh, he's talking about the Timberwolves before the game, talking about how the Timberwolves defense was good and all this. And then he commented a couple times during the game about, like, he was impressed with Harden's, like, oh, Harden's defense. I'm like, all right, this is largely, it felt like one of those things where a guy is using the narratives from last season.
Okay.
That hasn't really checked in on exactly what's going on with the teams this season. I like Weber as a commentator.
How is Marv Albert?
It's Marv Albert. Marv Albert is Marv. Oh, no. At the very end of the game, and look.
Did he say the Timberwolves won?
He said that the Timberwolves had a lead. Okay. He might have said that the Timberwolves won. I can't remember. At one point, the Rockets had like an 8-point lead, and he said that the Wolves had an 8-point lead.
Okay.
Which, look, who am I to criticize? Of course I would mess that up, but I'm not Marv Albert. So it's a little bit of a step down from what you expect from Marv Albert. Well, they did not bring their A. It felt a little bit like they were phoning it in, the way Bob Costas phoned it in for the Red Sox Astros playoff series.
But they have less of an excuse than even Costas does in that situation. They got to be on top of it.
Costas has the least excuse of all, because he didn't have to decide to just dip his toe back into the baseball waters.
That's
and then
true.
When he did, like, act like he read the paper that morning and that was his prep work. That should go down as one of the big blemishes in Costas's otherwise stellar career, that he obviously didn't know anything about the Astros when he called a playoff series.
That was very, very strange. So the Astros lose 3-1 in 10. Bartolo Colon, of all people, took a perfect game into the eighth. It was broken up by a walk by Correa, then a double by Reddick, who had this to say after the loss in 10 innings last night on Sunday Night Baseball.
It was actually pretty surprisingly quiet for our dugout, the way we're usually rowdy and going about. And usually you hear about a bunch of people saying, you know, he's got a no-hitter going, got a perfect game going, and But we didn't hear that a whole lot, so I think we were a little off our game tonight, and Bartolo exploited that. He's a great pitcher, and you know, he knows how to move the ball a lot, and he did a really, really good job with it tonight.
Have the Astros lost their edge because the dugout is now quiet?
The dugout was quiet. I don't know. I mean, the strike called on Mariznick there in his final at bat.
Terrible.
What? I don't understand. You know what we need? Remember that umpire we had that called up that was a really bright guy? How's that happen? Like, I understand if you're umping in a high school game or something. I don't understand how the guys who are supposed to be the best at the world at it mess up a call that badly.
10th inning last night, runners at the corners with two outs. Mariznick takes a pitch that is outside. It's not on the outside corner. It is outside. Called a strike, 3-2, then he swings and misses, game over.
Yeah.
Bad call.
It was horrendous. It was so far outside.
I mean, I've seen worse, but it was a bad call. It was a ball. It was just a flat-out ball. I don't care what Cody says later today at 10 o'clock. That was a ball.
Why? What's Cody going to say?
I think he's going to say that Mersenk's got to swing at that. But I'm going to say that.
Swing at that?
That's a ball.
He's tearing oblique trying to reach that thing.
Yes.